And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, is Wendy Rodrigue with the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts. And we're here to talk about the Life and Legacy Tour that you're doing right now. And it's all very much a part of the mission of the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts. I'm going to say I'm really happy to have you here, too, because I read a lovely book that the UL Press printed.
Thank you.
That was a lot of material from a blog that you kept for many, many years. And
yes.
I think it was called The Other Side of the Frame, which was such a fascinating concept, you know, that we think always about the artist and what we're seeing, but this idea that there's something happening behind that piece of art and frame. It was just a lovely book. So
thank you.
And I know many people enjoyed that. So we're glad to have you in the studio. I know some people have heard about the foundation, but before we talk about the tour, I'd like to ask you about the George Rodrigue Foundation, how it got started and the purpose and what was the mission of it? What was behind that frame?
Yeah, thank you so much, Judith. And it's always nice to be in Lafayette to share about these things. And so George and I started the foundation in 2009. We had already done a lot of work with schools, really all over the world. But we wanted to be able to kind of focus our efforts, all fundraising efforts, to gear towards art in schools, because when George was growing up in 1950s New Iberia, which is actually where I was today at Epiphany Day School, there was no art in schools, no art teachers in the schools, no museums in the town. He was, in fact, Coach Blanco here in Lafayette loves to tell the story about how he used to throw George out of class for drawing, and he finally gave up trying to stop him from drawing and would put him in the hall with his pad and his pencil and just let him draw all day.
That is lovely. If only Coach had known where that was going to lead.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So George said, you know, I want to do what I can do to put art in schools. And he established the foundation mainly focused on arts integration, everything that can be done to help be supportive in the educational process and in the development of our youth artistically. So that includes things like a program called George's Art Closet, which provides art supplies for schools, and it's provided thousands of dollars of art supplies for schools. We used to have art camps also. Love to see those come back. They were always just a real hit, and I love that sort of hands-on interaction with individual students. Also, just had the awards ceremony for our annual art scholarship contest, which is statewide, and this year we had over 650 entries, which was our biggest ever.
That's very gratifying.
It was awesome. Over $45,000 in scholarships, and great to meet those young people. It was wonderful. And then, of course, the biggest program that we support, which was actually brought in by George's son, Jacques Rodrigue. He is the executive director of the foundation, and he's been with it pretty much from the beginning, and just his role has just increased and increased. And he brought in 5 years ago, I believe, a program called A-Plus Schools. It's a national program, but by state, they call it by that state, so it's Louisiana A-plus schools here. There are now 18 schools, I'm happy to say, in the network statewide, and we are adding 3 more this year. So we raise the funds for the training of the students and things like that. We did just segue, I say we, it was Jacques and his team, just segued it into its own nonprofit so that they could raise even more money and awareness.
Right. That takes a huge commitment. I mean, the way you're saying it sounds so easy and lovely and it just flows, but that's an enormous commitment to keep up that kind of dedication to a project. You know, there are a lot of foundations that get started with a nice idea, but it's really, again, a lot of energy and dedication to keep growing a program like that. And so that's a great credit to not only the idea of it, but those members of your family that have continued it.
Oh, well, thank you. And I really believe the recipe for the success on this is getting into the schools and not just meeting with the students, but also the teachers. Everybody in Louisiana A-plus schools loves going to school. Yeah. I mean, it's a blast. The idea of arts integration means that you learn every subject in school through the visual or performing arts. So, you know, you're going into the math classes and they're dancing, things like this.
Dancing in a trig equation.
It's just like really fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a credit to the schools as well who participate
Absolutely.
In that and really believe in that vision as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of work on your part as well going into these schools. So you are now involved in the Life and Legacy Tour.
Yeah.
So in addition to, I guess, promoting the mission, you're also honoring George, I think, in this tour as well. So what have you been doing in the schools on this tour?
Yeah, that is my life's work, and it has been for over 25 years now, to educate others about George Rodrigue, to constantly elevate how he is perceived. It's so easy, particularly in your own backyard, like Lafayette here, because, of course, George lived here for 35 years. Mm-hmm. It's very much home for him. It's very easy to sort of not take a closer look and dismiss what's really going on. We all do it with all sorts of things. And so when I go into the schools, well, let me back up a minute. George and I visited hundreds of schools everywhere. So normally when we would go into a school, he would bring a large canvas and paints, usually like cans of paints and big brushes.
He'd paint something right there.
He would paint for the kids, and he'd paint real fast so that they would see something go from a blank canvas to his original painting right there. And while he would do that, I would tell his story and talk about him. Different ways depending on the ages of the kids. And we had a lot of fun because he was quick to correct me every time I got it wrong. We did a lot of laughing. And it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he passed away, I was in a kind of a dark place for a long time. And as I started poking my head out, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to work my way back into that arena of the schools. And how do you do that without your superstar, the star of the show? So came up with this idea in the night. They all seemed to come to me in the night or in the shower. And this one was to bring original paintings into the schools. It's shocking to me how many schools we visit that, well, I'll give you an example. We were at a career and technology center, Caddo Career and Technology Center in Shreveport last fall. It feeds from 11 different schools in the Shreveport-Bossier area, basically like a vo-technical school. They were learning commercial art in the class. And one of the students, the reason I went to that school is because one of the students had won our scholarship contest that year. And so I thought, I'm in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Go. So I asked them, for how many of you is this the first time you've ever seen an original Rodrigue painting? And the whole room raised their hand. And then their teacher said, Wendy, if I may, and she interrupted, she said, for how many of you is this the first time you've ever seen an original painting by anyone? And half the class raised their hand. It was very eye-opening for me, shocking. So as a result, I'm getting bolder and bolder about what I'm hauling around in the truck, the same truck George and I did the country with. Got original paintings. If you can't get the kids to the museum, bring the museum to the kids. And they are blown away. I really emphasize, there's a book out by a man named Arden Reed I've been reading called Slow Art. So for the older kids in particular, like I was at Ascension here in Lafayette or in Youngsville, their Youngsville campus just last week, spoke to the whole student body and 350. And I thought, how am I going to keep them all? Because they're not all into art, but how am I going to make them interested, realize the importance of this person? So I started, well, first of all, we brought in huge paintings.
That'll
huge.
Get their attention initially.
Didn't use the PowerPoint, none of that kind of stuff. And I said, I have brought you the gift of slow art. So for the whole hour that I'm here, you're going to look at these five paintings and things will be illuminated to you that you didn't see in them before. Instead of, you know, pausing to go into your device there or multitask, slow art. And, you know, the bell had rung at the end, and I invited them all. I said, whoever wants to stay after, I'll stay as long as you want to look closer. More than half the school came up, and they spent a good hour. Slow art. It was beautiful. So that's how the tour came about. That's how it's going. Mm-hmm, that's what we do. And it depends on the ages and things like that.
But, you know, I guess another part of that is even if some of those kids have seen a piece of original art in a museum, so many of them don't understand that original art can be a part of their life and not just something on a wall in a museum. And I think many of us feel that way too. If We don't live around or collect art. And so to bring it into their life is magical, what you're doing. So
it
that's
has been.
Extraordinary.
I see light bulbs going on, yeah. which is really exciting. Yeah. And I also, it was interesting because it was at Ascension that for the first time I sort of said publicly an idea I've been working on. And I've noticed, I've gone to, again, so many schools that I see schools, they're studying George. He studied alongside Van Gogh and Matisse, Dali, Picasso, all the great, really modernist painters. And there's Rodrigue. He's not studied so much with the contemporary installation art and the sorts of things that are the color field painting and all of those later things. But he's really in that sort of a league. And he's taking on mythic stature. That's weird for me as his wife and closest mm-hmm. friend. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad for him. And I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. And his philanthropy is too. It's continued and gotten bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the mythic, I mean, I'm sure many in our audience do know about the Blue Dog series. But many people from here are quite familiar with his earlier paintings that really put the culture from this area in a light they had never seen it, elevated it, made it mythology in many ways. Those beautiful old paintings of people having banquets under the oak tree, you know, and people doing simple things under the oak tree. And I think many people hadn't thought of these activities and these gatherings as something that was precious and elevated and something we should contemplate. And so he did that for this culture. And I think many people are very grateful for that.
Thank you. And, you know, one of the things that George would always say along those lines is that he could never get anybody local. He actually had three collectors in the Lafayette area. Mm-hmm. I know all three of them, mm-hmm. and they all collected very well. Mm-hmm. That's how he raised his house on Jefferson Street, by the way, yeah. for those of mm-hmm. you wondering. Things like that. He was always so grateful to them. But he always found it interesting that the further he strayed from home, the more the paintings were collected. And yet he was painting this area mm-hmm. and these people. And he said what that taught him is that it's not as much what he's painting as it is how he paints mm-hmm. and how mm-hmm. he's doing it. And it did get the Cajun culture out there. Yeah. It did get it much more appreciated. He always would credit Paul Prudhomme with that first and foremost, but mm-hmm. he'd always say, I was right there too.
Yeah. So. And there was a whole collection, I know for many years, and a lot of people admired him for this too. There was the lovely Flora Levy lecture series,
yes.
and he did so many of those posters that, again, it just elevated the culture here, saying, yes, you are part of a greater world and I'm documenting this, you know. And it was just fascinating to see that relationship and how he used art to celebrate this culture and where he came from.
So, oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, the restaurants here, we really think of, George really thought of them mm-hmm. as cultural hubs mm-hmm. too. I mean, he loved restaurants because mm-hmm. That was a great place to meet with his friends and collectors right. and laugh and enjoy the great food.
Right.
Which he found as important as the art.
I want to tell people who just might be tuning in, fascinated by what they're hearing. My guest is Wendy Rodrigue, and she is with the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts, here to talk about the Life and Legacy Tour that she is doing currently right now. She was in New Iberia this morning
yes.
at a school, and that's a special place because, of course, that's where George is from.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
So tell us how the children this morning responded. What did you show them?
They were great. And we started with the real little ones, the pre-K, and did 4 or 5 classes. Can't quite remember. Anyway, mm-hmm. the whole school. Mm-hmm. And we broke them up into groups. And it was fun at Ascension with the big group, but I really love these small groups. Mm-hmm. And this was fun also because by dividing them up by those ages, I was able to kind of build as I went. So what I did is I told them about George painting for the students, and I also would tell them about how he would bring canvas and paints and sit down and paint with them all afternoon if he were there. And I brought a little painting with me. That was one of the paintings I brought, was one he had done actually at Martin Berman School in Algiers in New Orleans, which is also a Louisiana A-plus school. It wasn't back then, but it is now. And I carry that little painting with me. It's from the wall of our kitchen. And so they get very excited about that. I even let him touch it, the whole thing. He did part of it finger painting because I tell mm-hmm. him how excited he was to be with the kids. So I started with that with the little ones, developed on and on. And as the children got older, I spoke very openly, increasingly, about loss. Mm-hmm. And I said some of the things that George said. The one that seemed to resonate the most that I did with the two older classes, all based on a question one of the children had asked, was I was talking about near the end of George's life, and I still believed he was going to make it. I really did. Mm-hmm. But he was very sick, and he was in the hospital in Houston, and I had my head on his chest and was matching my breath to his, trying to imagine that my breath would give him strength. And I was afraid that something would happen. So I said, "George, are you scared?" And he was real quiet because it was hard for him to speak by that point. And I picked my head up to look at his eyes, and his eyes were real bright and happy eyes. And he goes, "No, it's an adventure." And I said, "But George..." Of course, I was crying. I said, "But George, we take all of our adventures together." And he said, "But you can't come on this one, Wendy. Not yet." And the kids loved that. And they asked a lot of questions. And they were the ones who observed that George is still here through his paintings, through his history, and that he has left us an incredible, incredible gift that in many ways just keeps expanding and growing. Finally, the most important thing that I did today, which is something I do at every, pretty much every school visit, and certainly every Louisiana A-plus school visit, I was at a school last spring, and this is kind of how this whole tour idea sparked to get it more organized. And a child asked me the most basic question: what did he look like? I was at the Dufrock School, another A-plus school in Baton Rouge. And I immediately thought, you know, where's my phone? Because there's a picture there. Where's my purse? I couldn't get across these kids. And, you know, some teacher did the obvious thing and pulled up a picture of George on her iPad. But I was thinking about that in the nights. And I remembered this file. George left a file for me on his laptop, Wendy to do. And I went to that file thinking I was looking for a photograph. Instead, I found this really great self-portrait. It was his last one. And what had happened was, when he was real sick, he couldn't get up and down our stairs anymore. This was not long before we went on to Houston. And so we moved a little easel and paints for him right off our bedroom. And he was in there, but I was constantly checking on him. And I had gone this one evening. He didn't hear me. And I just held my camera up. I got scrouched down so I'd be at his level, and I just whispered, "George." And he turned around. I clicked his picture, and he was real serious because he'd been real intent painting. Mm. And it's a great photo, I have to say. And he liked it so much that in his computer, because he worked a lot on his laptop when he couldn't work at his easel, in his computer he cut it out. He did a whole collage within his computer, and within the piece, the color drains from the dog and into George, and he is all blue. And the whole piece put together is great. He also left instructions for me of what kind of ink to use, what kind of paper. It's all the very best you can get. So the file is so good, I could do a billboard on I-10. It's that fine of a file. So I had it all made, but with a few little additions, a big Rodrigue in red, like his old, I hope many of you remember George's, and probably have, George's fabulous French-style Cajun posters. Mm-hmm. So I wanted that there because he loved that design. And then down at the bottom, I wrote a few words, way condensed from what I've shared with you today, about his philanthropy also and how he's given to the community. And the quote that I put was after our last school visit together, which was in Los Angeles, just a few months before he passed away. And it's that he said, 60 years later, I still paint the way I felt as a child. I emphasize to students how important it is to retain that innocence. And most important, that it's okay to create art in this way. So I had enough of these made for every one of these schools. Hmm. So at each one, I wait till we've done everything. They've asked all their questions, the whole thing. And then we unveil George, and I ask them if they would be inspired by him being in their school. Not just a photograph of him, but him as he saw himself artistically. And it's been wonderful.
Well, I have to say how very brave and insightful you are in approaching these children. And I guess, you know, both it's a credit to you and the spirit of George, understanding that children are far more perceptive and capable than we sometimes give them credit for in all kinds of areas, art included. And so for you to share that story, for you to inspire them, I think people can understand why the foundation has grown as it has and just how effective these tours are in inspiring schools to continue to be these A-plus schools. So how wonderful.
Thank you. It's been incredible. And George was really inspired by schools. One of the things I love to do is I'll always explain to them that the Blue Dog, you know, there are certain things make my hair stand on end when people see George's paintings. For one thing, they'll say something like, you mean the Blue Dog guy, that's all he painted was the same dog over and over again? Or didn't he get bored? And no, take one look in the gallery, you would just flip. It's completely different everywhere that you turn. And I also make the big point with the kids, who would never say that, by the way, but it's part of what got this particular process going for me in my own head. And that is, you know, the photographs that George used to adopt the shape and stamps of the Blue Dog were from a dog he had named Tiffany, who he was painting as the Lugaroo, which most people know about, a story his mother told him as a boy. The photographs that he used are not – Tiffany used to sit up and watch him paint till the wee hours, 4 or 5 in the morning, only one up. And he didn't look down at her and snap her photo. He laid down on the floor with her and got eye to eye. And I would do that with the kids in the schools. And I get eye to eye with the child. And I snap their picture like that. And I said, he did that because his dog was just as important and as special as him. And so when he paints it as a person, just as important, as special as the viewer. It's not a little dog down at your feet. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't run or bark or any of those things. Mm-hmm. And so, like with the little kids today, I had them each turn and look at their neighbor. And I said, you're eye to eye. That person you're staring at is just as important and special as you. So you can translate all these wonderful gifts from George into lessons of life. Mm-hmm. He really left us. He left me a tremendous amount. Yes, presence. Every living creature. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How lovely. Yeah. Well, where can people find out more about the work of the foundation mm-hmm. and what you do in the schools? I know I've seen some beautiful photographs. Are those on a blog or a website? How do people find out more?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I don't blog as much as I used to. That's the one last hurdle for me. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Writing is tough. But I have been blogging about this. So please visit Musings of an Artist's Wife. It's just WendyRodrigue.com. And I've been blogging about the tour. There are some fantastic photographs there, fantastic history. The foundation is RodrigueFoundation.org, and Louisiana A-plus Schools, check it out, APlusLA.org. It is phenomenal what these folks are doing. Bethany France is the executive director there, and I see her and her team changing lives. Mm-hmm. I really do. And like I said before, not just the lives of the students, the lives of all of the adults that come in contact with them.
So at that site, there's information. Should there be someone listening who might think their school might want to participate in that, there's information there.
Absolutely.
APlusLA.org,
yes.
All right. And is there a website for the George Rodrigue Foundation as well?
That's the RodrigueFoundation.org. Okay. And I would also say a lot of people don't realize what we're doing in the galleries these days. Obviously, a gallery is primarily a commercial venture, but we're not so much. Mm-hmm. We're primarily about education and a museum. So I've tried to put together exhibitions that span 50 years of work. We have a great one we just opened called Rodrigue's Swirling Vision. George thought of the swirl as kind of being the visual interpretation of creativity and knowledge. He kept it throughout his work for 50 years. And we trace that whole development, and I love telling the kids about it and quoting Einstein, that imagination is more important than knowledge. So check out, please, georgerodrigue.com, but even more important, stop by the gallery, bring your family. It's free.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's like a museum.
Yeah.
And again, if you have just tuned in, we're talking about the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts. Wendy Rodrigue is here with us. The foundation is a nonprofit organization, and Wendy has been on a life and legacy tour. It's continuing this spring. She was just down in New Iberia with Ascension and then the younger school as
with Epiphany
well.
Day Epiphany School Day today. School. Yeah.
So you were sharing all of those lovely thoughts and so many. I think, again, you're making all of us aware that art is not just an image on a wall, that it is alive and it can interact with us on so many levels throughout our lives. So
it's true. George always said, art, a painting takes on a life of its own long after the artist is mm-hmm. gone.
And reminding those kids, too, that his career began in a school class hallway.
Yes,
where
yes.
he had to sit drawing.
Thanks to Coach Blanco.
That's right. So many things can happen when you just spend time with what really matters to you. So thank you, Wendy, for taking a moment in this tour to come by and let us know more about that. And again, I would remind people that the UL Press did publish a collection of your blog works, and yeah. those are really lovely musings
thank
as
you.
Well.
The other side of the painting. Yes,
right.
thank
and,
you.
And that you can find more about that at the UL Press. Again, Wendy Rodrigue with the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts on the Life and Legacy Tour. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Judith.